As Nathan mentioned, we are privileged to have the Missoula campus of a Dalton Sheen Challenge with us. We love it when these guys come. They come about once a year. And so I don't know who's first and who I'm calling up here, but we'll give you guys the rest of the time. I'm looking forward to hearing all the stories and everything else. So thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come to your church. My name is Joanne. I have completed the program and an internship, and I'm just transitioning into the outreach coordinator. So I'm blessed to have the best job in the world. I get to come to churches and tell about our story because the Lord has just done a work in each one of us. And I just want the girls to introduce themselves so that we're not strangers in your church.
Hi, my name is Tiana, and I've been in the program for 8 months.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I've been in the program for 11 and a half months.
Hi, I'm Lou, and I've been in the program 11 months tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Janelle, and I've been in the program for almost 7 months. The fifth will be 7 months.
Hi, my name is Chevy, and I've been in the program almost 4 months.
Hi, I'm Cecilia. I've been in the program for 6 months.
Hi, my name is Delore, and I've been in the program for 7.5 months.
Hi, my name is Melody. I completed the program July 15th, and I am now an intern.
Hi, I'm Emily. I did 2 years in the program, and I completed back in July, and I'm an intern as well.
Hi, I'm Peggy. I've been in the program 5 months.
Hi, I'm Melody. I've been in the program 10 months on the 5th.
Hi, my name is Mary Ann, and I've been here for almost 3 weeks.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, and I've been here for almost 3 weeks.
Hi, I'm Scarlett, and I've been in the program for 5 days.
I'm Christine, and I've been here for 3 days.
Thank you, ladies. The beginning of this program, actually the whole year, it's difficult. Like, there's days where we just want to walk away and give up. But the struggle is worth it, and we walk out of here warriors. So I'm proud of each one of you for being here. And then we have an intro video.
In 1958, David Wilkerson traveled to New York City to preach the gospel to teenage gangs. He quickly recognized that drug and alcohol addiction was consuming the lives of the youth. A Dalton Teen Challenge was founded to address the growing addiction epidemic. And today the need is greater than ever, and everything we do always comes back to our primary mission, to make disciples. We want to put hope within reach of every addict. In 1983, Mike Hodges opened the first campus in Oregon, and now the Adult and Teen Challenge Pacific Northwest Family of Ministries has expanded to 5 states throughout the region. For the last 4 decades, we have been growing and refining our approach to the discipleship process. We recognize that people need more than just sobriety. They need every area of their life to be transformed by the gospel. So we offer a comprehensive approach to recovery. At the core of our ministry is our residential recovery program. When students walk through our doors, they meet Jesus. And when they meet Jesus, the transformation process begins. Within the structure of a campus and in the community of peers and our staff, they develop spiritual disciplines. They learn how to pray, how to study scripture, how to worship, and how to be lifelong disciples of Christ. And as their faith grows, they find freedom.
It's a sanctuary. It's a place to check out from this craziness of this world and not have all the pressures of responsibilities, but just one thing in mind, establishing a relationship with the Lord.
Addiction creates complex behavioral health challenges, so we have integrated Life Renewal to provide state-approved counseling by our own professionally trained addiction counselors. Our students participate in individual and group therapy, and our counselors equip them with the tools they need to heal from their past and apply biblical principles to their lifelong recovery.
we are offering students evidence-based treatment with a Christian worldview. This will allow them to live their lives in a more successful and positive way while also helping them to stand strong in their identity.
We were designed to work, created to be productive. So our vocational training program helps our students establish the skills needed to be productive members of our society. Our thrift stores, work crews, and other vocational experiences teach important life skills, teamwork, leadership, stewardship, and integrity. We help students discover the joy of an honest day's work, and rather than sitting on the sidelines during their recovery, they build confidence as they put their new skills into practice.
I see students really adapt very well in the stores. They're enjoying the environment they're in. They're productive. There's a reward in work that you've never seen before with students. The work that our students do sets them up to thrive once they leave our program.
Discipleship is not just about learning the gospel, but also living it out. David Wilkerson founded this ministry on outreach. So Hope Outreach gives our students the opportunity to discover the joy of serving, to give back to their community, and to deliver hope beyond our campus walls. We work with local partners to bring compassion to our communities. Our students share their stories to bring prevention and awareness to local schools. We establish community discipleship groups for those in recovery, and we share the hope we have found in Christ through evangelism. At Adult and Teen Challenge, our comprehensive approach to recovery is allowing us to broaden our reach and improve outcomes for our students. Our comprehensive approach helps us put hope within reach of every addict and make lifelong disciples.
Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus.
That's a really cool thing to see someone being given that opportunity to experience hope for the first time, and everything about them begins to change.
I just have an undeniable passion for God. He has brought me through so much. And it honestly could only come from him.
Probably the best decision I've ever made coming to the program. The program really molded me into a man of God. Like, when I came in the program, I was a kid. I was 18 years old. And it was in the program that I learned how to become a man as a student. Teen Challenge has helped save my life.
Okay, so I just want to start with a prayer. Father God, thank you. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for giving us, each one of us, a story. Thank you for taking us from the darkness, Lord, and giving us courage and boldness to come and speak about what you've done in our lives. Please take any anxious thoughts from any of the women who are going to speak today and just speak about everything that you've done for us, how you have changed us. You've taken us from angry, broken individuals and made us warriors for your cause. Thank you. I want to start with a joke. So, this is a lesson to be learned from typing the wrong email address. A Minneapolis couple decided to go to Florida to thaw out during a particularly icy winter. They planned to stay at the same hotel where they spent their honeymoon 20 years earlier. Because of hectic schedules, it was difficult to coordinate their travel schedules. So the husband left Minnesota, flew to Florida on Thursday, with his wife flying down the following day. The husband checked into the hotel. There was a computer in his room, so he decided to send an email to his wife. However, he accidentally left one letter in her email address and, without realizing his error, sent the email. Meanwhile, somewhere in Houston, a widow had just returned home from her husband's funeral. He was a minister who was called home to glory following a heart attack. The widow decided to check her email, expecting messages from relatives and friends. After reading this first message, she screamed and fainted. The widow's son rushed into the room, found his mother on the floor, and saw the computer screen, which read, "To my loving wife. Subject, I've arrived. I know you're surprised to hear from me. The computer's here. They have computers here now, and you are allowed to send emails to your loved ones. I've just arrived and have been checked in. I've seen that everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is uneventful as mine was. P.S. It sure is hot down here. And on a more serious note, in the amount of time that it took me to read that joke, one person in the United States has died from addiction. 8 by the end of this service. 22,800 was lost in the state of Montana to drug abuse. 1.8 million by the end of this service, and worldwide, a staggering 1.5 million was spent on illegal drugs, and 37 million by the end of this service. These numbers don't include the side effects of drug abuse, like broken marriages, broken families, abused children, loss of public resources, and so on. The cost of addiction is very high. But we are here today to talk about a God that is bigger than all of this. A God who is called on, who is willing to heal and restore everyone who has been hurt to drug abuse. Teen Challenge stands on 2 Corinthians 5:17, the world that says that once an addict, always an addict. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Now in the light of your co-inclusion in his death and resurrection, whoever you thought you were before, in Christ you are a brand new person. The old ways of seeing yourself and everyone else are over. Acquaint yourself with the new." And I know that this ministry works. I came into this program 2 years ago so angry, running from the law, and just broken, hurt. I'd been abused, and the Lord has renewed my spirit and gave me a life worth living. And I'm just thankful for that. The Book of Truth says in this verse, we become new in relationship with Jesus. Currently, we live in a world full of chaos with people demanding all kinds of different things to make things right. If only they would take the step towards relationship with Jesus, I think all those points of demand would begin to not matter anymore. Today we are here through testimony to talk about what a relationship with the Lord can do. The people you will hear from and those in the group have come through dark into the light and are here to share this with you today. I would like to relate today's presentation to this verse. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "Become fully acquainted with his gift in you. There is nothing timid about it. The dynamic of one mind liberated in the spirit of love is fearless and unstoppable." Without the power of the Holy Spirit, these women would not be able to share with you today. Reality is the world is more divided than we have ever imagined. Chaos abounds. Lawlessness and violence are now a normal part of life. Anxiety is at levels that we've never seen before. What was once a lie is now the truth, and what was once the truth is now a lie. But the truth is, with the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe Christians from all over the world are now united more than ever. Rest and peace are still available without measure in the relationship with Jesus. We have the number one self-help book, better known as the Bible, to lead all of us to truth. And the women today have put together a little skit. It's called Reality Truth.
What is reality? Reality is lying unconscious on your bathroom floor because life became too hopeless that you tried to drink yourself to death. Reality is believing in a distant, incapable, indifferent God and walking confidently in an adulterous and apathetic faith. Reality is finding your identity in a shifting shadow, people-pleasing, manipulating, and lying your way through life. How do I know this is reality? Because this was me.
Reality is having your only prayers be to never wake up again. Reality is waking up on life support, angry that you're still alive. Reality is being diagnosed with liver failure and still unable to remain sober.
Reality is getting addicted to pills at age 17.
Reality is choosing a temporary high over a family that loved you. Reality is thinking you would never be happy without drugs and you didn't have a purpose in life.
But God, truth is that my life is worth living. God has a purpose and a plan, and he who started a good work in me will carry it through to completion. Truth is that my God is eternally faithful, wildly powerful, and infinitely capable of doing more than we can ask or think. Truth is that I now walk in the light of truth, and I am fully known and fully loved by a God who is closer to me than I am. And the only one I am concerned about pleasing anymore is him.
Truth is, God had other plans for me. Truth is, my life serves a purpose. Truth is, with God, I now have the strength to remain sober.
Truth is, being 19 and the Lord has equipped me to help save others this year. Truth is, God never gave up on me and neither did my family. Truth is, I completed this program July 15th and am committed to another year to do an internship. Now that you know the truth to our realities, we challenge you today to find the truth to yours. As it says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
So good. You guys did amazing. Thank you. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, your salvation is not a reward for good behavior. It was a grace thing from start to finish. You had no hand in it. Even the gift to believe simply reflects his faith. If this could be accomplished through any action of yours, then it would be ground for boasting. We are engineered by his design. He molded and manufactured us in Christ. We are his workmanship, his poetry. We are faithfully fit to do good, equipped to give attractive evidence of his likeness in us in everything we do. And we have Tiana, who is going to give her testimony now.
Hi, my name is Tiana. I am Northern Cheyenne, and I was born at Crow Agency Hospital. I am from Langdon, Montana. I was raised in Muddy Cluster, which is a community housing on the reservation. I am the oldest sibling out of 9. I am the closest with my 2 siblings on my mom's side, and I am building that bond with my other siblings on my dad's side. From the time I was a little girl, I felt that I needed to be the strong one out of my siblings. I always knew I had a big responsibility to fill in, although growing up wasn't what I expected it to be like. I went through the trauma of being molested, feeling abandoned and not loved. As I grew up into my teenage years, I was just trying to fit in and feel loved by friends, family, and myself. I didn't know what love was, so I experienced liking girls, and as an adult, that led me into my addiction of alcohol. Because I was running from my childhood trauma, not realizing it at first, but knowing it was fun, and that later led me down the road into my addiction of meth. I didn't think I was ever enough, so I just went to the addiction to numb myself. Eventually, I recognized I wanted to do something for myself after I noticed I wasn't getting nowhere in my addiction, and I just felt alone all the time. I went to my first treatment for 8 months. I had a bump of doing old behaviors, and that led me into relapse. I knew I had a problem that I needed to fix, so soon I came to Teen Challenge after my relapse. While in the program, I learned to let go of control in areas I couldn't do myself. I'm growing each day with my struggles and learning how to solve them in a biblical way. I did have another relapse after my 6 months in the program at Teen Challenge. I went home on the reservation for graduation and drank. I did confess my actions, and my consequences were 1 month loss of privileges and a program restart. While sitting in my consequence of loss of privileges, I struggled of accepting the consequences because once again, for the 3rd time, I have to restart. So I finally surrendered to the Lord and received his discipline. I am now committed to complete my program and willing to do what the Lord has for me. The Lord showed me his mercy, was and is patient, and now I know I am not alone. He is always with me. Another day sober in treatment is better than being out there drunk or high. As I still am moving forward in the program, I receive the Lord's love every day. I am a new creation, and I will overcome my addictions and life-controlling issues. These verses help me in times of where I felt low and needed motivation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us a ministry of reconciliation. 2 Timothy 4:17 through 18. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And that's how my mess became a message, by going through tests to making it a testimony.
And now we have the sponsorship video.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm from Brownsville.
Hi, my name is Adam.
My name is Jason.
My name is Joseph.
Faustino.
Amanda.
I was addicted to heroin and meth.
Drug of choice was opiates in general.
Bulimia, and then I masked that with severe alcohol.
Meth and heroin.
Addiction was like walking through hell.
The darkest time in my life.
It's very hard, and it's lonely.
Chaos everywhere, depression all the time, and anger 24/7.
My whole family had abandoned me because of all of the pain and suffering I'd caused.
And I really had no drive or no hope or just no purpose of living.
I viewed myself as a junkie.
I saw myself as worthless. I saw myself as I deserve to live under that bridge.
The Adult and Teen Challenge program for me was a place of peace, a place where I could finally find out who I was, who I was intended to be, and who, honestly, God created me to be.
The program was easy for me to be in, but it required change, and that was the hard part for me.
It was difficult, but it was worth it.
No pun intended, it's challenging. It's definitely a beautiful process, but it's in no terms easy.
The hardest year ever, but the best.
I found who I was without drugs, without alcohol, without an eating disorder.
I learned that I'm chosen, that I'm accepted, that I'm loved.
God is a God of forgiveness, of mercy, of grace.
I found freedom from the chains that I'd worn my entire life.
And I learned that my past does not define me.
My identity now and forever is I'm a child of God.
I look to his word and the truth and not to the lies of the enemy.
Honestly, it's all because of Jesus. Before, I was a dirtbag.
The trust that people have for me now, nobody trusted me before I came in this program, and now I'm responsible for a campus, men's lives. God has entrusted me with a lot, and 12 years ago, that would not have been the case.
Sponsorship was an anchor in this wild program.
The sponsorship program is designed to help people get through the program that can't financially afford it.
It helps students know that there is someone out there who cares about them and is praying for them.
It was humbling, but it was also, I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why somebody who didn't know me would want to pray for me. It was amazing because I had burnt a lot of bridges in my past, and I didn't think anybody cared enough to pray for me or want me to do better. And having a sponsor, I saw that there are people that cared.
I've seen guys who were on the brink of the edge, about to leave, and they received a letter from their sponsors, which gave them hope to stay another day.
To any of those sponsors out there that are listening that may have sponsored me, I want to say thank you.
I would like to say thank you to all of my sponsors. They all made a difference. There was days when I wanted to give up and I wanted to quit, and I know it sounds cliche, but they sent that letter and they listened to God's voice and told me exactly what I needed to hear in that moment that kept me going, kept me focused on the bigger picture and staying.
They help give that hope to somebody that doesn't have hope.
You make it possible for people like me.
Thank you to all of our current sponsors. You guys keep this program up and operational, so we can't thank you enough.
If you're considering on sponsoring a student, it can help change a life.
Help save a life. Help change a life. Put hope within reach.
So most of these people up here have gone on and lead the most successful life. Faustino, Dirtbag Faustino. He's the student life coordinator at the men's campus in Oregon. And then Stephanie has gone on to write several books, and she speaks to women all over the country, changing lives everywhere she goes. And then there's also Andy, who directs the YWAM campus in Hawaii. So the sponsorship program, I remember there being days when I just felt like nobody cared, like I should just go back and do what I knew, where I was comfortable. I didn't see a reason to change. And then a letter would come in from a sponsorship, someone who was supporting me who I didn't even know. And it made all the difference in the world. So, Lou, if you want to come up. Lou has a short story she's going to share with us.
Okay, I'm going to read the starfish story to you guys. So one day a man was walking along the beach and he noticed a young boy picking something up and gently throwing it into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "What are you doing?" The boy replied, "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. If I don't throw them back, they'll all die." The man said, "There's hundreds of starfish, millions of them, or miles of them. You can't make a difference." After listening politely, the boy bent down, picked up another starfish and threw it into the surf. Smiling, he said, "I made a difference for that one." In a way, the story reminds me of student sponsorship. In a world full of addiction, brokenness, and chaos, it seems hopeless. If you want to make a difference in someone's life today, please raise your hand, and students will be handing them out, and then you can fill them out and give it to us before you leave in the back. Thank you.
So this is really the end of our presentation. I want to introduce Jamie. She's the most amazing person that I know. She's the director of our campus, and she has all of these lives in her hands, and she does an amazing job.
Oh, my goodness. So like Joanne said, my name is Jamie. I'm the executive director of Adult and Teen Challenge here in Missoula, and I get the honor of watching these women come from day three to graduation to internship to staff. And it's truly life-changing. I do not come of a story of addiction myself, personally. However, my mom was a complete alcoholic my entire life. By the grace of God, she's 12 years sober. But I did lose my sister to a drug addiction, and which threw me into a tailspin and changed my entire life, but God, and he knew exactly what was coming. I entered Adult and Teen Challenge in January as their counselor in an internship program myself for grad school. I'm a wife, I have two children, and I'm a graduate student. And I didn't know why I was being called there, but I knew I needed to be in a position where I could speak of the love that only Jesus can bring. So I entered. Slowly, I got promoted from internship into the counselor when I was just supposed to be doing my internship. And then God said, "Now you're going to be the director." And I tried really hard to not let that happen because that's a lot of work. But when God has called you to something and he opens a door, you're just supposed to continue to walk. So the truth is, some of you are sitting in here and you sponsor our students already. And my heart says thank you. When you can meet a woman and all of a sudden you have a name to a face, she becomes somebody's daughter. She becomes somebody's sister. She becomes somebody's aunt. She becomes somebody's mother. And the truth is that these women, though broken, but God, they are walking their journey of redemption and restoration every single day. I'm not saying it's easy. We got day three in the house and you're here and you're doing it. We've got somebody that just graduated the program and she's back to because she wants to serve more. So when you give $45 a month, you're giving an opportunity for these women to continue on. I would love, every time I talk about it, I always feel like Sarah McLachlan should be singing to me. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But the truth is that we are a business. It's God's house and it's God's program and he provides every day. Though my flesh stresses, God says, it's all right. We got you. These women are going to continue because we do not say no. We are a house that's capable to fill 18 beds. We currently have 13. Praise Jesus. Women are calling every single day. You saw the video. You heard Joanne's talk at the very beginning about the causes of addiction and the rate that it's happening. It's everywhere. It's here in this room probably. So if you know somebody that's struggling, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. We will have some information in the back. If you'd like to get involved, maybe on a volunteer level, maybe you know somebody that's looking for a job. I currently have a position open. Maybe you just want to be involved. You're feeling a tug on your heart. It's the Holy Spirit prompting you, and I implore you to listen and just have a conversation. That's all I'm asking. I thank you so much for welcoming us into your church. We will be here fellowshipping with you until the end. I'm going to pray us out, and I just hope that the story of God's love, of his unfailing faithfulness in these women's lives, I get to be their shepherd, I get to be their mama, but ultimately I get to be their part of their family, and I feel really honored with that. So Father, right now I just come before you, and I just ask that you blanket the Lolo Community Church, Lord. I just ask that you come and that you just bless them, Father, for the good works that they're doing in this community, Lord, for the listening to the prayer chain in the beginning, Father, of all of the needs that are here inside this house, Lord. I just come before you and I just echo those, Lord. Lord, I just lay down any decision-making skills that they're having right now where they're just feeling maybe paralyzed in what to do, and it's so much in the world. There's so much hurt, Lord, God, that sometimes just having a conversation is all that's needed, Father. And we thank you for the opportunity to just come before you, Lord, and just rest in your love and what you've brought us into, Father. Lord, I pray for these women as they continue out their journey, Father. I pray that the enemy who's pressing in on our doors, Lord, we know that he has no ground to make, Lord, because it is your house, it is your program, Lord, and these are your women, Father. So I thank you for the work that you're doing inside of each of us, inside of these women, Lord, and inside of the community of Missoula, the community of Lolo, Lord. We know that the enemy is trying hard, Father, but we know that you are bigger and greater, Lord. So we rest any uneasiness at your feet, Lord. We surrender all things to you, Father, and I just pray in your heavenly name, amen.